low annual cost, then BriskNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BriskNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BriskNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, my sidest Dan was unheard in the stride, tucked in to save ground, took a closer order through the turn, tipped out five wide with 3/16 to run, finished full of run, and was gaining with every stride. That's a direct quote from the chart of the Grade 3 Derby Trial Stakes at Churchill Downs, in which my sidest Dan, a 3-0 colt by Is Dan, ran third, got beat two noses. Finishing front of by was Bayern, a colt trained by Bob Baffert that's headed toward the Preakness. You'll be hearing more from my sidest Dan, too. It's Darren Siren Runners. Albano has won the Sugar Bowl Stakes and placed in the Grade 2 Risen Star and the Grade 2 LeComp, and he's headed toward the Preakness. Mr. Bowling won the Grade 3 LeComp, the Dover Stakes at Delaware, and has placed in two more stakes, including the Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill. Antigun has earned over $509,000 now and has placed in the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, the Grade 3 Razorback, Grade 2 Breeders' Cup Marathon, the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap, and Saratoga's Idle Rich Stakes. Is Stan Ford was a recent second in the Edgewood at Churchill and earlier in the Grade 3 Florida Oaks. Young and Lovely is placed in stakes at the Fairgrounds. Northern Iowa, after winning a maiden special at Del Mar, placed in the Pomona Derby. Is Stan's is a graded stakes winner by Gone West. He stands for $5,000 at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center as usual in the clocker stand with a sloppy track. We've got a room full of people here today, and we're including Dutcher just came in, my little buddy. Hi, Dutcher. Good morning. How are you this morning?
He waved. It's radio.
Yeah, right. That's Dutcher Howard, the smartest one in the family over there with his daddy. Well, let's see what we're going to do today. Sean Tugel is from Windstar Farms, going to come over at the top of the hour at about 11 o'clock. I don't know much about Sean. I'm going to find out today, though. I do know he's from New York, but we'll excuse him.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't have a whole lot of New York accent when I talked to him on the phone.
You have to check it in at Cincinnati.
He works a breeding shed over there, and he's also, I think he's destined to be selling breeding seasons for Windstar Farm, which should be an easy thing to do with the quality of studs they got over there. Michael Blowen should be on his way. Of course, he's always late, but he'll be here sooner or later. We're going to take a look maybe at a couple of old timers. They're running the Peter Pan Stakes in New York today, so we might look at do something, but do a little history on Peter Pan. Also, Decathlon Stakes is at Monmouth, and Decathlon, of course, I guess everybody knows, was a champion sprinter bred over in Midway, Kentucky, by the Knuckles brothers. Steve Moody, they give us the winner of the feature down at Churchill today. And he missed the Derby, Steve. I had the winner, and the pro didn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Steve will never, he wouldn't pick a favorite if it was a one-horse race.
Exactly.
But anyway, and let's see, winners from the Thoroughbred Center since we talked, since last week's show. We've had 10 of them, Eduardo Caramori, Tanya Bomitas, Luis Jurado. Everybody calls Luis Al. For some reason, I don't know why. It doesn't look like an owl. It looks more like a Luis.
Huh.
But anyway, Eduardo had another one. Dez Fogarty took Blue Blade to North Carolina in Tyrone, North Carolina.
Tryon.
Okay, Tryon, North Carolina. Okay, anyway, and won a 2 3/8 mile hurdle race.
That's good.
Yeah. I never had one who could get that far in a Sally van.
Oh, yes, we had. Ours were slow, but they could get long.
That's nice. Okay, who else? Matt Frazier had a quarter horse winner down at Indiana Downs. Brian Michael, Jimmy Cargan, and Bobby Sturgeon all. So that's 10 winners so far. And also visiting today, we had insisted that our good friend Dartha Joe Mastin come by. Dartha Joe was down in Bourbon County. Everybody in Bourbon County knows Dartha Joe.
She's prosecuted half of them.
Well, you ought to know.
No, I managed to slip.
Get a little closer to that microphone.
Okay, there you go.
But she is running for family court judge. Now, everybody down, as I say, in Bourbon County knows Dartha Joe. And Dartha Joe Mastin, and she's very highly respected down there. And even if she did put you in jail, but some of you folks,
it was just shock probation.
We asked her to come by today because maybe you folks down in Scott and Woodford County, maybe a couple of y'all don't know her very well. But I want to tell you, she's a friend of ours, and she didn't volunteer to come down here. We asked her to come. And good morning, Dartha Joe, and thanks for coming.
Thank you for asking me. I really appreciate the invitation.
Well, I almost left to let you two lawyers talk about it, because I think she's appeared before you a couple of times. I don't know. You must have something on her, but...
Well, we work together. Yeah. Well, at Swinter & Sims in Cynthiana.
Okay.
I was leaving. Jackie was coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A while back.
That has been a while back now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about your history. I know you've practiced law for about 25, 26 years, something like that.
Actually, 23. Going on 24 very soon.
Okay.
I began working with John Swinford as a paralegal, then decided to go to law school.
You thought you were smarter than John?
No. I knew better than that. He's one of the smartest and nicest guys I ever knew.
Okay.
I wish.
All right.
And then when I graduated from law school, they hired me there, and I eventually became a partner, and then left and went out on my own in, what, 97 maybe? But anyway.
Before my time. But
you yeah, I'm sorry. I doubt that. Seriously, Ursel.
Yeah.
I went to Bourbon County High School, to Midway College, got my AA, went to Eastern Kentucky University.
Well, now, you folks over in Woodford County, here's a Midway College grad.
That's right.
Okay.
I followed my daughter and my aunt. I was familiar with the school, and so that's why I began there, and I loved Midway. It was very comfortable. A lot of women, and that was good.
Well, probably at that time it wasn't anything but women in the school, were there?
That's I think they had maybe some men that did, came at night, but maybe one or two, no more than that. I graduated from Midway in 85.
Okay. I knew all about when I was a youngster in Lexington about the women's school down there, but go ahead.
I bet. Then I went on to Eastern Kentucky University because all my credits from Midway transferred, and went to Eastern, graduated from there in 87, graduated from law school at Thomas Cooley in Lansing, Michigan in 90.
Okay.
And then took the bar and went, but I was working for John before I ever took the bar.
Yeah.
They were just giving me all this to make assessments, all these cases. But the funny thing was, when I walked into Swinford, they had a big sign over the door, Domestic Goddess. Uh-huh. And every lawyer, there were five lawyers in the firm, brought me all their files about divorce, domestic relations. I got everything.
Yeah.
So I went to court with them and learned, but then until I passed the bar, I didn't get to practice, but I was already in the flow.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a hug here, Dutcher, before you leave. It's my little buddy, Dartha.
He's so pretty.
He looks like his mother, thank God.
Oh. I shouldn't say he's pretty. I suppose I should say handsome.
Handsome, yeah. A Dutcher is four now, isn't he, Matt?
Three.
Oh, he's just three?
Yeah.
You're a kid.
Before
good Lord,
November.
He's going to be about 17 hands when he grows up, isn't he?
I know.
Yeah.
He's got the eyes.
Yeah, well, that's his mother. Yeah.
When did you go to Eastern?
In 87, yeah. I graduated from Midway. Eastern in 85 after I graduated from Midway. And then I didn't go over there to live. I just drove back and forth.
Yeah, that was one of the schools I hit.
Well, I went to Lansing because they started a January term, and I thought I was going to be drawing Social Security if I didn't go on and get my law degree.
Right. So, yeah. Right. Exactly.
Well, you've had a lot of experience in domestic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Most of your experience has been in
I had 16 years of practicing exclusively in domestic relations court in all the counties because our law firm represented people from northern Kentucky all the way down to Lexington.
So it wasn't just this county.
It was. Oh, no. Yeah, it was Pendleton, Nicholas, Fayette, just all north, mostly. Yeah. I went to Fayette County a few times, but not a great deal because there's a lot of lawyers in Lexington.
Boy, they are.
No, you mustn't leave out Mount Olivet.
No, I went to Robertson County where the door squeaked when you walked in.
That was a wonderful old courthouse.
It was. It really was.
It was. I bet you that thing was 150 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a new courthouse now. It's beautiful.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
The old one's still there, but.
I mean, that thing was like something out of a movie.
Now, you've served as a magistrate in Bourbon County.
I served as a magistrate for 7 years for Ruddles Mill, and then also was county attorney from 2006 to 2010.
Yeah.
So I've had a wide variety of experience.
Boy, I don't know why anybody I would want to get experience. I mean, would be associated, you know, with divorce courts and everything. That must be you got to be a tough lady because that's very depressing.
I don't take it home with me.
You don't take
and
it home
I've
with
me? I've been married over 50 years to the same man.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go. You didn't want to end up in divorce court.
No, I did not. You're correct.
Okay.
But I'm married to a great guy. He's retired from IBM after 32 years, almost 32 years.
Yeah.
And he's always supported me no matter what I've done. When I went to Michigan, he said, oh, how am I going to handle this? I said, oh, I think you can. So we managed to get through that. And he said I went to Germany when he went, so he was going to law school with me. He came up there every other weekend.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So when he went to Germany, did you live in Germany?
We did. I almost beat him over there.
Oh.
He was in the Army, and he called me crying and said, I'm being sent to Germany. I said, great. I sold my car, got my ticket.
Good for you.
Met him at the airport.
He said, you almost beat me over here.
Yeah.
And I said, not quite. But
anyway, how long were you there?
About 20 months.
You like it?
I loved it. I had a ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we lived off base in German housing, had a German landlord. I never knew anything she said, but all she'd ever say to me was, wie viel? How much does it cost?
Oh, how funny. That's funny.
Well, one of your constituents just came in here. We're going to get him to vote for you. This is Michael Blowen.
Hi, Dr.
Joe Masson.
Nice to meet you.
He's a good friend of
Paul Isaacs. Dr. Joe is too, Michael. A good friend of Paul Isaacs.
He is a great judge.
Yes.
He's a great judge.
And a nice guy.
And a nice guy on top of it.
Nice guy. Yeah.
And he has the same circuit I do, Woodford, Scott, and Bourbon. So hopefully I'll get to work with him more.
Well.
Now, how long has it been that divorce domestic court has been separated from district?
I think it was separated in 2004.
Is that right? I knew
I
it wasn't.
That's right.
It was a while back, but before that, it was just one big conglomeration of whatever.
You went to circuit court. You went before Paul Isaacs, for instance.
Right, for that.
And it was a lot simpler than it is now. I'm not crazy about family court. I don't suppose I should say that, but I like the old system better.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what the legislature decided.
You have
to
do what you have to do.
And I know that in some respects it probably is good, but I just like it simpler.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, I want everybody to vote for you.
Thank you. I'd like that too.
Yeah.
And the election is
May 20th. Be sure and get out to vote.
Yeah.
Because we need your vote. And you need to vote. No matter if you don't vote for me, you need to vote. You're right.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, I mean, that's the way I was raised.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody needs to vote.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And all you people over in Woodford and Scott County don't know Martha.
I think they know her. She practiced a lot.
Dr. Joe Bastin. Look for her on the ballot. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And of course, everybody votes for her down in Bourbon County.
I hope.
Yeah.
I'm sure I made some enemies as county attorney, and I probably don't have that.
Well, those guys don't vote anyway.
Okay. The ones in jail, ones you put in jail, they're not going to vote for you.
No.
Okay. And there's a bunch of them down there.
Oh, you know, there's lots of good Bourbon County folks, and some of them go astray once in a while.
Well, that's right. Me too,
My
I guess.
My concern is for the kids. I want them to do well, even though they may get in trouble early.
Yeah, that's
they can change. They can change their life.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming, and let me do a commercial, and we're going to get Michael Blowing on here. And Michael's with old friends, Dartha Joe, Stay and Time and Repogum. And only reason he came this morning is I've got a check for him.
Oh,
fabulous. Well, last Saturday at Belmont, the Grade 3 Bogey Stakes was won by Watery Run, a 4-year-old filly by Arch, bred by Dorothy Matz. Waterway Run has been competing in Great Britain, where she's won 3 times, including listed stakes. She also ran in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, was beaten 4 lengths after a trouble start. Made 3 starts this year in the USA. In February, she was second by a quarter length in an allowance test at Gulfstream, then was second by Knowles in the Grade 3 Hillsborough, and in coming behind winner of the Grade 3 Bogey. So she's a runner, a typical Arch. And did you see Go Clearly's game performance in the Grade 2 Churchill Downs Stakes on Derby Day? He was a closing third to boost his earnings to over $616,000. Bred by Cleburne Farm, he has won the Grade 3 Bowl Ruler and the Grade 3 Swale, and has placed in 8 other stakes, including the Grade 1 Carter this year. Horace Greeley has sired graded stakes winners in each of his first 2 crops, and he stands for $2,500, doing a full stands and nurses. Both Arch and Horace Greeley are based at Cleburne. For more, contact Bernie Sams and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com. All righty. You going to talk about Sally Vans?
Yeah, my favorite band company. Are you kidding?
I ought to get Michael to talk about him. They haul him over the damn country for free.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable after all these years. I don't know how much Nicole and Mike and everybody over there has contributed in terms of miles, but it'd be fun to try and estimate how many miles they've driven for old friends over this last decade.
Yeah.
Just
I know.
And not just for us, Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. I mean, virtually every horse that needs a home, that needs to get out of a situation, Sally Vans is right on there, and just unbelievable. And they do a good job.
Yeah,
the fact of the matter is the horses probably arrived better than they left. Something magical happens.
There you go. Well, they've been in business for more than 60 years, and they have been shipping the best runners ever step on a racetrack, so including yours, so which is, you know, you've got some goodies. And what's real interesting about them is the people they hire to drive, because they're not just drivers, they're horsemen. And they can handle just about any situation that would come up. They've got experience, and that's what it counts. And I got to tell you now, they're the best at diesel repairs, because they drive diesels, and they also repair trailers and vans and all that kind of stuff. Because who else would you want to do it but them? I mean, they're so good at it.
They build their own, you know.
Yeah, they build them, and so they took care of my little trailer.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's why more than this half a century that Sally Band's been the safest way to the winner's circle. 255-9406.
Well, somebody else has been in business for a long time is the Clay Ward Agency over in Paris, my hometown, Paris, Kentucky. They've been in business for over 80 years, going back to 1931 when Mr. James Clay Ward founded. Right in the middle of the Depression, he founded that business, the Clay Ward Agency, and he must have known what he was doing, because he was successful right from the get-go, probably because of the tradition he established, the hard work and service and the knowledge of the thoroughbred horse business. And that tradition's carried on today by my friend Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaac and John Hess over at the Clay Ward Agency. So if you want people to handle your equine insurance and know what the heck they're doing, I suggest you give them a call. Let me give you the phone number over there in Paris. It's 859 number, of course. And it's 987-1861. 987-1861. Just think about the beginning of the Civil War in 1861. You can't go wrong there. And of course, there, the Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with another outstanding organization over in Bourbon County, and that's Indian Creek Farm. And their tradition is for raising runners and selling top quality blood stocks at the major sales all across North America. And the list of high class stakes winners that, that they've raised or sold at right there at their farm is long and impressive and growing. They sold six champions. So give Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryan a call. And here's a website. It's IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. Great place to board your horses. Great place to have them sell for you. It's another Bourbon County number, 987-7443. And that's the Clay Ward Agency in Indian Creek. And a couple of names you should remember if you're in the horse business. Well, Michael.
Morning, Ursel.
What's going on at Old Friends?
Well, yesterday was fun. I got to give a couple of talks yesterday. It started out with elementary school students over at Meadowthorpe School in Lexington.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. Oh, it was great. It was. I have to say, if anybody ever gets depressed about the future of the United States of America, they should go over to Meadowthorpe and hang around with these kids for a few hours. Not only that, they really know about racing.
Is that right?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, unbelievable. One kid, a fifth grader, raised his hand at one point. Or I can't remember whether he raised his hand in the class or whether he was showing me back to the door so I wouldn't get lost on my way out of the school. But one of the kids turned around and said to me, do you think California Chrome is the real deal or is he just a pretender? Kids in the fifth grade. You gotta love a town like this.
That's great. Good.
I bet his daddy's in the horse business.
I don't know, but boy, they knew their horses. I'm telling you, some of them been to the farm, and they were asking about Little Silver Charm and everything, but some of them haven't, and I brought magazines for them all, so they all got to read the stories and everything. But very, very sharp, very intelligent, had great relationships with the teachers. I mean, it was really, you know, if they got half of what I got out of it, I'll have done a good job yesterday, because I'm telling you, it was really great. And then last night, I went up to Louisville and they had a nice program at the Kentucky Science Center with some really, really good vets from UK and you know, just talking about horse racing and medication and all of that, and I got thrown into the mix somehow, and that was really a lot
good.
Of fun.
That's a great little science center. That's the one you can sit in the chair and get lightning strikes around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do
that.
It's
always fun.
That sounds like electrocution to me, you know.
Well, close, but
well, the thing it teaches you is that lightning always goes around the outside of the object, not on the inside.
I don't know if I trust them or not.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, that is a great place. It really is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Taking the kids there before.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So that was.
Were you a speaker?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, who was the audience? Did they sell tickets or how? What?
No, it was free. It was free. All Tech sponsored it.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out.
So they had a great bar.
There you go.
Had a great bar.
Yeah.
Had all those All Tech products.
Are they making bourbon now?
Yes.
All Tech is
making Trace?
Bourbon? Yes.
But what is it?
Is that right?
Town Branch. That's the name of it.
Boy, those Irish get into everything, don't they?
That one does.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, everybody should be making bourbon now, of course. We're very grateful to Woodford Reserve for the julep cups. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're still counting the money up for that.
I bet you can hardly wait.
Oh, boy.
Not me.
The fence guy and the feed guy and Jim Gibbs over at For Sales Home, Feed Home and Garden. He's really waiting for that.
I'll bet you.
Yeah. Well, how's the fencing going on the new section, on the new farm?
Just about done.
Really?
Just about done.
Wow.
That's
yeah, we
amazing.
Should be starting moving horses over there in another week.
We drove by, and you can see where the... Where
it looks so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
great.
You see, part of it was the wire, man, mm-hmm. but a lot of it is a four plank, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Four plank on some of it, three plank on some of it, and wire on some of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, Ron...
Ron Wallace.
Is designing... Does he... determine which kind of fence goes where?
Yes, he determines everything.
Okay. You just leave him alone, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I learned my lesson a long time ago. Just get out of the way.
Yeah, hire somebody knows what they're doing
exactly.
And get out of the way.
Yeah. That's precisely it. He's done a remarkable job. So has everybody that's worked on the project.
Now, will you be taking in horses from other places, or are you moving around what you got?
Well, we're going to start by moving around what we got.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alfred Knuckles has some horses for us over there, and Charles Knuckles Knux has some at his farm, so we're going to try and get those over to the farm because there's a lot of visitors that want to come and see them, so they'd be good for tourists.
Okay, now those paddocks that you've got out by the road, they're big.
Mm-hmm.
So how many horses are going to put in there?
Ask Ron.
No, they're way too big for just a stallion.
Oh, yeah. No. There'll be at least a half a dozen. All the stallions will remain on the current property.
Yeah.
And those big fields and everything will be for the mares.
Mares and geldings.
That's good. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
They can romp.
Yeah, that's
a lot of room for them to romp.
Romping is good.
Yeah, romping's good. Yeah. And, you know, we really want to thank Red Bank Fencing, too, for helping us.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I got
nice
a little
guy.
Note from them today.
Yeah, it's in the car. Yeah, I see it.
Mark's a great guy.
Yeah, seems to be. Like I said, you sent a little thank you note for having him on the show. But, oh, that went great over here, by the way.
It did. It was mobbed.
Yeah.
I went to cash a ticket over there after I left the show last week, and I went over there to cash my little ticket, and the line was already 40 deep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that was the non-VIP line.
Oh. I mean, they didn't recognize you probably.
Was it, you think that's it?
Yeah.
Maybe they did.
Exactly. I think it's precisely the opposite myself.
There you go.
I said, oh, here he comes. Too bad the line's not 60. You take care of them.
Well, you know, they have a problem getting enough mutual clerks over there because Keenan uses them all.
Right.
And they just...
Well, Barney, my friend Barney is a mutual clerk over there.
Okay.
Yeah, he did a good job. He's very, very quick, but still is so popular. You know, it's tough.
Well, they sold out the VIP section for the,
I'm going next year.
Are you?
Yeah.
They said the food was unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm going next year.
Yeah, somebody said the food was great.
Oh, good.
Chicken cordon bluegrass. That's cute.
Whatever that is.
Makes it taste better.
Sounds appetizing.
Yes.
Yeah, so, then Dr. Byers, Dr. Byers has gone back up to Minnesota to Mayo Clinic, and he's getting looked at, and hope everything goes well with his visit up there.
He's feeling better.
Talked to Angela the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was feeling better.
Yeah, good.
It took a lot of fluid.
Did you see our sign, our street sign, Byers Way?
Byers Way.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I was just looking at the fences, I guess.
Well, you have to turn in there.
It's
next to the mailbox.
Right, next to the mailbox in front. You know, Newer's buried right behind him there.
That's nice.
You know, it's funny. One of the kids yesterday, too, he says, oh, you have a horse named Newer at your farm. He goes, that's my sister's name.
Newer?
I said, oh, that's fabulous.
Brother named Man of War.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. But I'm telling you, those kids, whoever sends their kids to that school is very, very lucky.
Yeah. Elementary
well, that's the kind of neighborhood school there, You know, that's one of the oldest neighborhoods around is Meadowthorpe. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to school with kids from Meadowthorpe.
I had some good friends from Meadowthorpe out there. In fact, I borrowed a two wood from them that I used off the tee. And I love that two wood, and he made me give it back to him.
Right.
I mean,
the things that this guy remembers. Isn't it unbelievable?
Always remembers every slight.
Well, this is unbelievable.
I'm still mad at him for taking
it
back.
I can tell that. Holy mackerel.
And he passed away 30 years ago.
And do you think they gave
they
him
they buried him with the wood.
That's right.
You're right.
He said, I'll fix that guy. He'll never get this thing.
That's probably true.
And put it in the damn casket.
Oh,
buddy. Oh, well. And not only that, there was another guy who wanted his 9-iron, and they put that in there, too.
<You're right. laughs> If you play much golf, you know, you get certain clubs that you're attached to, and you just feel at ease with, and I did with that. I was going off the tee just wonderful. Haven't been able to do it before or since.
Well, you know, I was playing with the grandson, and he wasn't hitting his $250 wood off the tee very well that day, and I said, try mine. It's 35 years old. Yes, it's pretty powder blue. You know, try it. He hit beautifully with that thing. The rest of the time, I said, you can have it. And he looked at me like, are you out of your mind? A woman's powder blue.
He let that stop him?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
While you're talking on your phone, I'll do a commercial set here. Well, First Defense covered 117 mares in 2013. That's been the case since his first crop came out running. There's a full system to close hatches, the Daughter of First Defense. It is, well, has won multiple grade one stakes and over $1,847,000 now. Others are out of the likes of grade one winner announced, grade one winner flute, you know, she won the Kentucky Oaks, grade one winner price tag, multiple graded stakes winners, costume, Aviante, and there's a host of others. The mare's sent to First Defense over the past couple of years reads like a who's who of racing. First Defense is a proven grade one sire. Stands at Judmont for 15,000 live foal. Also at Judmont is another proven grade one sire. In fact, he sired six grade one winners, and that's Mizzenmast. There are only four sires currently at stud that have sired the winners of two Breeders' Cup races in the same year. They are Smart Strike. He stands for $100,000. Awesome Again. He stands for $75,000. More Than Ready. He stands for $50,000. And Mizzenmast. His stud fee, $20,000 for a live foal. For more on First Defense and Mizzenmast, contact Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at Judmont Farm and see the website at judmont.com.
Hopewell Company is an insurance company in Bourbon County, and that's who we use. And we have had more good luck with those people. We've had them, let's see, how long have we lived in Bourbon County? 26 years, and they've had all of our insurance needs ever since. They're great. They have got a lot of experience with horse farms and racing and home and barn and vehicles and even my old elderly horse trailer. Ah, and liability coverage, right. I got to tell you, they're an independent agency. The way that works and why that is so good is we had our house, it's been about a year and a half ago, I forget, struck by lightning. Singed every wire in the house. Now, if I had had insurance with an insurance company, it would have taken forever. They would have fussed and they would have this and they would have that. But Hopewell stands between you and the insurance company. We had that thing settled in a day. Yeah. They were over there in a day, and the electric company that rewired the house that they work with all the time, they were there the next day. And it cost us our deductible, and that's all.
That's it.
That was it. They're super. You got to check them out. They will give you a price and all that kind of stuff, and compare what you got. That's the Hopewell Company, 820 South Main in Paris. Now they got a 987 number. That's Paris 2347, or in Lexington 254. 2431. You really, really ought to check them out.
Well, Cool Cowboy, a 3-year-old colt from the first crop by Kodiak Cowboy, shipped in from Florida to win the Golden Circle Stakes at Prairie Meadows last week. Bred in Kentucky by Columbiana Farm, he sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $110,000. Cool Cowboy went into the Gold Circle after he won the $100,000 inaugural stakes at Tampa and ran second in the Pasco Stakes at the same track. Never off the board in seven starts, with wins also at Arlington and Hawthorne. He won the Golden Circle by 5 1/4 lengths. Kodiak Cowboy is the leading second crop sire by a number of winners and third rank by a number of stakes horses. To date, three of the top six Kentucky-based second crop sires all stand at Windstar Farm. Of course, Pioneer of the Nile ranks number one, Colonel John, and then Kodiak Cowboy. Kodiak Cowboy's 22 first crop winners have won 17. Won at 17 different tracks, and 15 have won maiden specials. Eclipse Award winner Kodiak Cowboy, he was a champion sprinter, stands at Windstar Farm for $5,000 due on the full stands and nurses. For more information on the Windstar stallions, call Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson. The number is 859-873-1717, and see the website at windstarfarm.com. Michael Blowen, how'd you do on the Derby?
Very well.
I got to hear.
Well, I got really lucky. You know, it's really interesting. I never play the winner book because I think it's silly. But this year, I had a nice day at Keeneland, and so I decided I'd make a few future book wagers.
How do you do
the
that?
Second book. It comes. You just go to the window, and it's when the second book's open, you know.
Really?
Just, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, the interesting thing is that when they opened up the first book, there's 20 horses listed, and then the field. Mm-hmm. And out of those 20 horses, the 23-year-olds that they listed, I guess in January, Only two of them actually made it to the starting gate.
You're kidding.
No. So then the second book opens, and this is what happened. So I bet $10 on Cairo Prince. He didn't make it to the Derby.
Right.
I bet $10 on Strong Mandate. He didn't make it to the Derby. And then I bet $10 on California Chrome. And I got back over $300.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
So that was good.
Yeah, $300
so
off over $30 investment. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that was good. I'll take that on a, especially since he went off at what he went off at 2-1 or 8-5, whatever he went off at.
Where are the
five
horses?
To two. He's going to go $7. Off. At, he's going to go off at like 1-9 now.
Yeah,
in the Preakness.
Yeah. You know, everybody talks about how slow the Derby was, but you know, there's been other slow Derbies where the winners came back and ran all for good.
Of course they did. It does. Time it doesn't make any difference.
Well, you got to have something to ride.
You win
about.
The race. What difference does it make?
And he won it with his rider standing up, looking back.
Yeah.
You know, he won it. That's what was impressive.
And track, you know, track records are so often, and fast times are much more. It's much more often that it's a function of the track surface and not the horse.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be fast at a track record. Don't get me wrong, but if you're running on asphalt, it's a easier to do it if you're running on sand.
I wonder why the track slowed down so much. So you know, of course, it was almost
a 2. Did we have
all that rain? No. It was the earlier times had been pretty good, you know. But there was a 2-hour delay between the previous race that was run and the Derby.
Yes.
And a whole lot can happen, you know, Jackie.
The sun hits it.
Sitting out here, we've seen this thing change and. You know, in a half an hour.
Sure.
Watch this track out here.
And they keep harrowing it and harrowing it and harrowing it at Churchill Downs. I mean, the trailers went around all the time.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, that'll dig it up.
Yeah.
So you just don't know, you know, what, you know, and a whole lot depends on the humidity and the atmosphere. And it was pretty dry, you know. I mean, it, of course, and the wind was blowing. So that would dry
that
it out.
That dries it out.
Sure.
That would dry
real
it
quick.
Out.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So I think you can throw the time out.
Look, horses win. Look at Wise Dan. He wins by a nose. But he was going to win anyway. I mean, there's certain horses. Look at John Henry. All those races, it wasn't a matter of time. It was a matter of I'm going to beat you, and if I'm going to put out just enough effort to win the race.
That horse that Wise Dan beats, a nice colt.
Very nice.
Yeah. Seek Again.
Yes.
Yeah,
the Judmont horse.
Yeah, Judmont horse. And you're going to be hearing a lot more from that colt.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because that was a head bobber. You know, I mean, it was a great race.
It was a great race.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny. It's hard to think about the Woodford Reserve Turf Classic being another prep. But, I mean, I still think Wise Dan's sitting on his best race of the year. He still hasn't hit it yet. He's headed in the right direction.
Yeah. Where's he going next? Anybody know?
You'll have to ask Charlie Lepresti that. But whatever it'll be, you can bet he's going to be.
I hope he runs in the Sword Dancer at Saratoga because I'm planning to be there.
Are you going to the Princess?
How far is it?
No.
How far is the Sword Dancer?
A mile and a quarter.
I don't think you'll see him there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep him. He's a miler.
And I know.
That's where he excels, a mile on the grass.
Right.
And Charlie will probably keep him doing just that.
Just finding really big races with good purses for a mile on the grass is not the easiest thing.
No. But then that's why he's
Charlie. That's why he's that old.
That's why he's that old, and that's why his record is that good.
Yeah, Charlie's a great guy. He'll do what's best for the horse, no doubt about it.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's a friend of Dr. Byers. They're really good friends.
Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. I've got to get him on the show, but I don't know how to get him on because, you know, he's always, every time I look in the entries, he's got something in Louisville. I said, well, no sense trying to call him.
Call Dr. Alday. He uses Lubricin and Reborn. Charlie does on Wise Dan.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And, of course, you read the ad.
sometimes consciously.
Sometimes he does remember that stuff. But he might be able to find out what his schedule is and get him over here.
Well, I check the entries.
Yeah.
You know, and, of course, he's got a pretty good stable, you know. And got nine or ten horses stable down there, and then a bunch at Keeneland.
Well, that's when we have to catch them.
Well,
when it comes to Keeneland.
Well, I checked the entries, Saturday entries, see if there's any, and I haven't, so far, I haven't seen him where he hadn't run anything, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We'll drag him over here. If you give something for the audience.
I want to talk to him about his farm down here in Athens. you know. And I think, you know, he's a, not only a heck of a horse trainer, but, you know, he's broken, I guess he broke him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Successful, Dan, too.
Yeah. That's it.
He's no fluke either.
Now, yeah. Which one's
Well, he just won about 800.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which one's named for Dan Chandler?
I don't think either one of them are.
Oh, that's my horse.
That's
Dan,
that's
the Bluegrass.
Dan the Bluegrass man. Yeah, yeah. See, I hear Dan and then.
Okay. Yeah, Dan the Bluegrass
I
man.
I can't put two thoughts
after.
Together anymore. One I can come up with, two, huh?
Yeah. Dan and Happy Chandler, of course, governor and senator and
yeah,
baseball commissioner when Jackie Robinson broke in. Great, great guy. And Dan was his wayward son.
Well, yeah.
You know him? Did you know him?
I sold him a horse once.
Oh, you did?
Sure did. Mayor, I sold him a mare named Clooney Miss.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
I never met him. I wish I had, but I guess he was very nice to Bob Baffert and Mike Pegram, and that's why, you know, he was nice to him because Dan Chandler was the official greeter at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so he worked it.
A job from which I'm told he got hired and fired six different times. I don't know why he got hired. I don't know why he got fired, but whatever. He kept coming back. So when Dan the Bluegrass Man was scheduled to go to the Derby as a favor to return some of the many favors, I guess, that Dan had passed out to Mike Pegram and to Baffert, they bought Dan Chandler a box.
Huh.
I'm told that they paid $12,000 or $18,000 for a box for 12 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
And, of course, that morning they had to scratch Dan the Bluegrass Man. So they couldn't work up the courage to get up to the box to tell Dan. So it took them several hours before they could take a deep breath and get up there and tell Dan. So when they finally worked themselves up to the box, and Mike Pegram goes to the box, and he sees this guy in there, and he goes, where's Dan? Because he can't see him. He goes, who's Dan? And the other guy says, oh, he's the guy that sold us this box. Sold him a box for $25,000 and went back to Vegas. Dan, the Bluegrass Man.
We are in there.
I didn't know that.
That's a good story.
I'm told that I wasn't there to witness it, but I'm told that's a true story. So.
That's super.
And it doesn't surprise me a bit.
No, that's a great story.
But Dan's doing well. Dan, the Bluegrass Man's doing well. He's out there with Flick. And all right, I'm going to go help with the tours now. We got some Girl Scouts coming today.
Oh, cute.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Very
oh, girl. Can I take Sunday's form?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll leave you Mondays and Saturdays. How's that?
Oh, okay. Did they give me Monday?
Yes.
They gave me Monday, too. I'll be doggone.
Oh, wait a minute. Suffix in Mondays. I got to go see if my friends have anything.
Well, just a little. Well, go ahead.
I'll hand it back.
That's all right. Go ahead and take it.
Anything to get rid of me.
All right. Well,
thanks. See you next. Oh, I won't see you next week. I got to go to New York.
Okay, right. We'll call you.
Preakness Day. Okay, great.
Well, that's what I was going to ask if you're going to Preakness.
No.
Will you be close? Isn't that close? It's all up there, up east. So
yeah, really, kind of.
Will you be back the following week?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can go then.
No. I'm going up to see the farm up in New York and talk to everybody.
God, I got to find somebody long-winded to help me go through
they
this.
They had the cutest picture on Facebook from the farm in New York. With a goat, and there's a goat that loves this horse particularly, and they were, you know, it's real cute.
Yeah, the farm in New York's great. They're doing a great job up there, and I'm just using an excuse to go up and have some fun.
Well, good.
Well, be careful.
We will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Diane,
we'll give you a call next week.
Okay, great. All right. So thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Alsace Expression 516, Tuchaco, Midnight Vader, all stakes horses, all from the first crop by Invisor. Alsace won graded stakes at Arlington, placed in three other stakes. To date, two at the fairgrounds, one at Arlington. Then in his second crop, Invalor side stakes winner, St. Arthur. St. Arthur has won a place in four stakes, including a stakes at Belmont. Invalor stands for a fee of $4,000 live foal. A lot of horse for the money. Twice he was considered the number one ranked runner in the world. Won 9 grade one stakes, including the Breeders' Cup Classic over Bernardini in the Dubai World Cup. Earned over $7,804,000. Call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at Chadwell Farm and ask about Invisor. Number out there is 859-224-4585. And the other Shadwell Stallions, that would be Albertus Maximus, De Hare, and Interdab. First foals by grade one winner Albertus Maximus yearlings, and both De Hare and Interdab are proven sires of graded stakes winners. The number again, 224-4585. See the website at ShadwellFarm.com. Want to talk a little bit about my buddy Ralph Quillen over at Quillen Tack and Leather in Paris, Kentucky, the nation's largest custom halter shop, and it's a great tack shop. Jackie, they got a great gift shop in there too.
Yeah, and I was going to mention to you, we have about six halters you need to take over there have fixed.
I know it.
Hanging there all raggedy and in bits and pieces and broken, and they need to go over there, and they'll get it done real quick.
Yeah.
And they do a great job. Anything leather. Wayne's down there and the guys, and they just know what they're doing. With leather, they make beautiful halters. They make full halters. Yeah, the full halters are wonderful. You can get a figure eight, or you can get, you know, any kind of full halter you want. And they make tags to tag the full halter rather than, they don't put names on full halters. But, oh, I'll tell you another thing they've got, and it's time to pay attention with all this rain. They've got Best Friend grazing muzzles. Is it Best Friend? Some kind of friend. Anyway, they're black plastic. They're wonderful. They have a little hole down in the bottom where they can snatch a piece of grass and stuff, but it's going to be Founder City if you don't. A lot of the horses.
Yeah, especially that mare, old mare you got.
Oh, that mare. She just mows it down. She's a pig. And, you know, besides that, Ralph has opened up his beer. What do you call those beers that are specialty beers?
Craft beers,
yes.
Here comes a man who looks like a beer drinker.
Maybe. All right, since they ship over 17,000 halters a year. When you go to Paris, go straight into Paris. It's a third stoplight. Look over to the left. It's a gray building. It says Quillen Leather and Tech out front, and it's 987-0730.
All right. Well, the Daily Racing Form Sunday Breeding Edition is on the, what do you call it, where you sell those? The bookstores or wherever you sell them, drugstores, bookies, wherever you sell the Daily Racing Form, racetracks, everything. Anyway, it's the Sunday edition, breeding edition's on, it's on the newsstands. That's the word I was looking for.
Oh, that's a double word, too.
I know, that was a toughie. This week, John Sparkman's writing on AP Indy's influence on the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks. I assume that he's had some. There's a profile of California Chrome's owners and breeders written by Steve Anderson, California's state breeding sector, or whatever it is. They're writing about how this is a big boost for that. I think Joe Nevels is writing that. If you want to know more about it, go to Daily Racing Form Breeding Edition. It's drf.form. Is that right? No, it's drf.com. Can't read my own writing. drf.com/breeding. So go to that. And it's actually, they got that breeding edition every day. It's different things that they publish out every day during the week. You know, they put things like the sales calendar, the stakes recaps, buyer sire profiles, young sire profiles, and so forth. Broodmare of the week instead of the year. They give you one every week. That's pretty good. Yeah.
You know what I like about the racing form?
What?
You can open it up and there's a section that says news. They have two dinky little news stories. That's all you need to know. Keep moving.
All right. Well, anyway, that's drf.com/breeding. So go to that and for the Daily Racing Form, and it is it's of course the Bible of horse racing. And where are we right now on the list? I just did it, didn't I? Okay. All right. Well, you're a little early, Sean.
Did you get rejoin music?
Yeah, he's playing something in my ears right now. I've got Sean Tugel from over at Windstar Farm. And let him loose from the breeding shed this morning. How you doing, Sean?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing real good, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to have you here. I've had a couple of your cohorts on here not too long ago, so they they wanted to hear you on here, so by committee they decided
I think that's just because some of them had to catch a tea time this morning, so
we'll see. well, I hope they're playing around here because it's not around here because it's raining.
Yeah.
I got a grandson playing in a tournament this morning down.
Really?
Yeah. Where is it? Prestonburg?
Prestonsburg. Yeah, it's not raining there yet. It's not supposed to get there till tonight.
Yeah. Mama gets on the thing and checks it out.
I'm trying to check out what's going on in Prestonsburg.
Okay. He's probably hooked one by now.
Hopefully it's not OB, that's all.
All right. Well, yeah, somebody tells me you're from New York.
Western New York, yes, sir, the Rochester area.
What kind of area?
State.
Rochester area.
Rochester,
yeah.
New York.
The state of New York.
Oh, yeah, the state of New York rather than New York City.
I grew up a long ways away from the city.
Oh, okay. Did you grow up on a farm? Or?
I grew up on acreage, not necessarily a farm, but large dairy community.
Oh, okay.
Western New York, so the Finger Lakes region, Finger Lakes Racetrack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Who do I know? Bill Harrigan's from up there.
Is he?
Yeah, he's from right up there. And the kid rides around here, I'll think of his name in a minute. It's from New York, from the Finger Lakes area, you know. How'd you get interested in racing? Your family in it?
My father is a veterinarian at Finger Lakes, so that's how I kind of got into it, you know, just riding around with him and watching him. And then as I grew older, just kind of, you know, once it's in your blood, I guess it's in your blood, and you stick with it. So.
I've never been to Finger Lakes. What kind of a track is it? I mean, I know the racing and everything because I check the results every day.
Yeah.
And
it's a blue collar racetrack.
Yeah,
a lot of mom and pop operations. A lot of people breed their own horses. You get a lot of horses out of kind of New York that can't quite cut it down on the NYRA circuits. So a lot of good people, and so good spot.
Yeah. Is what's the facility like? Is it nice?
It's nice. It's really nice. Yeah, they actually have slots there. And
do they?
When I grew up there, it was just kind of really small, and it's really expanded now. And even in January, the parking lot's full. So
yeah, the purse is pretty good.
They've bumped up probably at least 50% since they started, if not more. Yeah.
Now most of the races there offer New York bred.
Just about. Yeah. What they do is actually Finger Lakes. They offer non-winners a 4-lifetime for New York breds, which they don't offer down at the NYRA track. So you'll see a lot of horses once they run out of conditions down there. They'll filter out the Finger Lakes. So.
Yeah, yeah. We sent a filly up there, Jackie, that belonged to Jimmy Dryman that we had. You know, we ran her up at Churchill and second start. We had her in for 10 and she ran second. You remember that?
Yeah.
New York bred filly?
Yeah.
And we were going to put her back in, going a mile 16th, and it looked like she was going to win, you know, and Danby didn't sell her. So we sent her up to to the Finger Lakes, and she won first time out up there.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I forget what she was by, but she was New York bred.
Pretty thing.
Yeah, she was a nice filly. She had a full sister, didn't look anything like her. One of them was a bay, and the other was chestnut.
It's funny how they'll do that to you.
Yeah, and the chestnut could run the bay. We broke her maiden, though.
What was her name?
I can't remember. Can't remember either one of them's name.
I've got the hiccups.
You got the hiccups over here, honey? What have you been into this morning?
A little cooking sherry.
There you go. So you went to school and everything up there, you know, was brought up there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. And then first went off to college down in New York City, Fordham University in the Bronx.
At Fordham?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a religious university?
It's Jesuit. Yes, sir.
Jesuit, yeah.
Yep.
Boy, they keep you straight? No.
As much as a Catholic could keep you straight, you know? So I had a lot of fun there, but I guess just I was always itching to kind of, you know, get more involved in horses. So I was a hockey player and ended up transferring down here to UK and playing hockey. And
I remember when UK had a hockey team.
And they still do, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because the games are at midnight, so, you know, not everybody knows.
Where?
Midnight hockey.
Lexington Ice Center, the only ice rink in town. So. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Oh, it's that little pond down in front of the...
They wait till the Elkhorn freezes.
Right down by Rupp Arena. You know that little pond out there in the middle? Yeah, they go out there at midnight and play there.
That's funny. What did the opposition think? But how'd you get people to come in to play?
It was an event. You won't believe what the college students are like at midnight on a Saturday night. We get a couple thousand people in there.
Really?
It was fun.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, you've been over at Racy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
I didn't know they were still doing that, you know. You know, they had a semi-pro
Thoroughblades, yeah.
I went to that once.
Yeah.
And the darndest thing I've ever seen, I took my grandson And we walked in, and they just, what is it when you start out in the middle, they all swing hockey sticks at each other?
Oh, you walked in on a brawl, did you?
Oh, yeah, they fought right away. I mean, they hadn't played 30 seconds. A big fight down there, you know.
You got to set the tone.
My grandson's eyes were this big around, you know.
Is that the place where they threw up all the T-shirts and stuff? Crazy place.
Absolutely, yeah. And we had just walked in, and one of them almost hit me. And I picked it up. I don't know what the heck it was, you know, and it turned out to be a T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, unwrapped it. Yeah, you got to be a little bit nuts to play hockey.
Some people say that. I don't know. If you're a goalie, for sure, they always got a couple.
Oh, you're a goalie?
No. Goalies always have a couple screws missing, though.
Well, why? They don't have to skate.
Well, if you're going to stand there and take an 80 mile per hour rubber puck at your head, I mean, you might as well.
Well, you got all that equipment on, you know. I mean, it's like filling up with a knight in armor or something, you know.
Yeah, well.
You still don't want to do it.
No.
Oh my goodness, where am I here? We get lost here a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got to do a commercial break here.
Ah.
I think I do. Yeah. Okay. Awesome Patriot has a pedigree that makes you sit up and take notice. First of all, he's by Awesome Again, the world's leading sire Grade One stakes winners on dirt. Secondly, he is a full brother to Oxbow, winner of last year's Preakness. Then his dam, Tis Amazing, is a full sister to Hall of Famer Tis Now, the Big Horse Sire, and to Tis Soul, the dam of Grade One winner Painter, who is also sired by Awesome Again. It's a live pedigree chock full of Grade One winners and millionaires. The aforementioned Oxbow and Painter entered stud this year, $20,000, $25,000 fees respectively. Awesome Patriot is standing his first season at stud for $3,500, due in a full stanza nurses. And there's more. He is eligible for Spendthrift's exciting Share the Upside program. During a lifetime breeding rights, sign a $100 one-time deposit, sign stand and nurses contracts for 2014 and 2015, breed your mares each year, have a live foal each year, and pay the stud fee for $3,500, and you own a lifetime breeding right. Awesome Patriot won stakes, placed in greatest stakes. He's a superb individual. He was a $350,000 sales yearling. Contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker. 2940030, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. Michael Blowen was in here, and he was telling us, and which we already knew, that Wise Dan ran on both Lubricin and Reborn. Y'all use that at any over at?
At our training division, we do.
Yeah, do you?
Yep. Yeah, good. Everything's on Lubricin, and when we need to, we'll use Reborn. Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
We see quite a good turn for it, yep.
Yeah, that Reborn is, you know, probably should start using that with foals, you know, because it's, you know,
yeah, cholesterol.
Additive, and it helps build up the immune system. And two great products that both of them invented by Dr. Steve Alday, and they're endorsed by owners, trainers, veterinarians across the country, and by my friends here at Windstar Farm, which tells you, because they raise a lot of runners over there, you know, you got a nice training facility over there. And both, incidentally, they're all natural. They're test-free. Don't have to worry about it. Lubricin, put it simply, sustains the integrity of the joint fluid and reduces needs for costly injections and so forth. In addition to the Windstar, Todd Pletcher uses it, and Tony Dutrow, and Jerry Hollendorfer, and Mike Maker. And they also make it for humans, and my bride uses that. And she bought a whole big case of it. I guess, you know, it's...
Good stuff. I can't say much because I have the hiccups.
Okay. I was going to ask you to do your announcements, but you're going to, well, you can hiccup right through the middle of them.
That's
what the heck. Anyway, now that's the Lubricin we're talking about. Reborn, as I was telling Sean over here, strengthens a foal's immune system immensely while he's nursing a mare. So it's a pretty good idea to start him in right on it. You'll need to check out these things. Lubricin, let me give you how you can get learn more about it. It's lubricin.com, lubricin.com, reborn.com, reborne.com. You can buy them over at Old Friends or KBC in Lexington or Horse Sense down in Versailles. So anyway, that's two good products invented by Dr. Steve Alday, who's a great supporter, incidentally, of old friends. Well, Cowboy Cal ranked fourth among all Kentucky-based freshman sires last year for number of winners, sixth for money won. Three of his first crop winners placed in stakes. Cowboy Cal is about three times champion sire Giants Causeway, an emerging sire of sires. Like his sire, he excelled with maturity at the races, so it's noteworthy that his two-year-olds came out running. Won a place in 12 states at 3 and 4, 11 graded, 4 grade 1, earned over $1 million. Cowboy Cal stands for $5,000, doing a full stanza of nurses at Pin Oak Stud. Also standing at Pin Oak are the stallions Alternation, Broken Vow, and Sky Classic. Broken Vow and Sky Classic are proven sires of grade 1 stakes winners. Alternation, he is by the champion sire Distorted Humor, and he's standing his first season at Stud. He's a multiple graded stakes winner, over $1 million. He stands for $7,500. Broken Vow's fee, $25,000. Sky Classic, $7,500. Fees payable when the foal stands in nurses. Inquiries to Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens. See the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, well, I'm talking to Sean Tugel, who is a New Yorker and now in Kentucky. Came down here to play hockey. You'd think he'd head north to play hockey, but...
Yeah, I did that a lot growing up, heading north.
Did you?
Yeah, I spent a lot of weekends in Toronto.
Playing hockey or just going up there?
Playing hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you play youth hockey at a top level. You're usually up in Toronto every weekend. So.
Oh, were you that good?
Wow. I mean, I'm here in Kentucky now, so I must not be that good. But.
He was once.
Yeah, he was once.
Huh? Getting old is not very much fun, is it?
Well, I wouldn't know. All right. Well, okay. So you went to Fordham.
Yep.
And then you decided to come down here.
Transferred down to UK and played hockey and then also started working at Hillendale.
At Hillendale Farm.
Yep.
Well, that's a good farm over there, too. Who was running it over there?
Mr. Joe Ramsey was running it.
Okay.
Yep. And spent 7.5 years there.
Is that right?
Yes.
7.5 working with?
Everything. So I started off as a night watchman and worked up to assistant division manager there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Assistant division, what division?
The main farm there on Spur Road. Ended up working underneath John Rasmussen.
Okay.
And that's where we had all their kind of top-end mares and foals and yearlings. So
mm-hmm.
It was a great experience and really helped me out, you know, where I am now. So
Who was standing over there? What studs were over there at that time?
Oh, when I was there... Theatrical was still doing really well.
What a goodie he was.
Yeah, he was something special. And Vindication, first year I started over there, Vindication.
Now, he died pretty young, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Yep. And yeah. That was his first year. Well, actually, his first foals were just hitting the ground when I started over there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
How many crops did he get, do you?
I think about five.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Not a whole lot, but he got some runners.
Yes, he did, actually. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's kind of a strange story. The very first night I worked there, I foaled out Silver Bullet Day.
So, is that right?
And then that daughter of hers is actually the dam of Shaking It Up, who just ran second at Churchill and won the Malibu this year and stuff. So kind of fun to follow.
Yeah.
All that. And,
yeah. That's a wonderful operation over there. You know?
Yeah.
Even though they don't advertise with me.
I can't do everything right.
Well, that's right. So, you know, they were batting pretty good anyway. But it's and who's running it now?
Got new John Rasmussen's the manager over there.
Oh, he's okay. Yep. He worked
and, Jerry Burdine just got named general manager over there.
Yeah. So. Was he there when you both of them there when you were there?
Yes.
Yep. Promoting from within.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
That's well, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. So you were there for 7.5 years, and then you went to.
I went down to Paul's Mill to work for Ben Walden as
okay.
his assistant farm manager.
Yeah, I've known Ben for many years.
Yeah.
And his daddy before him,
yeah.
As far as that goes, said, "Well, Dad was Ben's dad was a wonderful guy." Mm-hmm. You know,
I've heard very good stories about him.
Oh, he's a good horseman, yeah. Really good horseman, you know. And so Ben came up the right way too.
Yeah,
yeah, he had to do it right, or his old man would have smacked the crap out of him. I'll tell you that. Yeah. He was good. His dad was a really good basketball player too.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm trying to think who he was playing for.
Well, he's passed the gene on because, you know, occasionally we'll get down there and play some pickup basketball at Windstar. And Elliot's, you know, you better look out. Don't stand in the lane when he comes down through there.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He'll clear it out.
Yeah. Well, I've known them both for quite a while. I don't see Elliot that much. See him every now and then. I've tried to get him on the show, but he's always gone.
He's always gone. He's up in New York now, and we got a horse running the Peter Pan today. So That's exciting.
I remember out of Keeneland once that got to visit with him a little bit because he just saddled winner of the Spinster.
Mm.
Yeah. And the horse paid a big price. I forget who she was now, but she paid, you know, $50, $60 like that. And I had a horse, Jackie and I had a horse in the last race.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was more our speed, the last race. And he paid $62. And the people that owned that filly must have wheeled it back or something because they were going crazy. I mean,
probably a pretty nice exacta.
I tell you what, you know, I mean, the two, you know, I think they wheeled it back to the next race, you know, because I think his filly paid quite a bit too, you know, $40 or something like that, and then come back with a $60 winner. But anyway, but that's pretty typical, you know. He was in the Spinster and I was in the last race, starter allowance race going a mile and a quarter for me. I still got that old horse, so he's pensioned out over there. Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't have any studs over there then.
No, we did. We when I was at Paul's Mill, we had Bellamy Road, Summerbird, Artie Schiller, and U.S. Ranger.
Okay.
Down there, yep.
Well, you followed him to Windstar.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a funny story. I got traded to Windstar.
Did you?
Yeah. Kind of. I just remember the day we all when the horses moved over to Windstar. Ben brought us all down there, and kind of I got included in the package, I guess you could say.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
so it worked out well.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Yeah.
So you went over to Windstar and worked the shed.
I went over to Windstar and I assumed the assistant trainer role over at Windstar. So I've been the assistant trainer over there for the past 2.5 years. And then this January, I moved into the new role that I'm in now, helping sell seasons and run the shed and all that.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever spend any time on a racetrack?
Finger Lakes.
At Finger Lakes? Yeah. Well, what the heck?
That counts.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Shed Bros. Yeah. Shed Bros.
You're the hot walker. You're the assistant. You're the groom. You're everything over there. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to learn, really.
Yeah. No, it was a good experience.
Well, how many have they got in training over at Windstar, like when you were?
Last number I heard from Richard was about 105.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I didn't realize it was that big. How big's that track over there?
7.5 furlongs, poly track.
7.5 furlong? Yeah. It's a poly.
Yep. And we got a half mile uphill gallop.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a fabulous facility.
Do they have something special on the uphill gallop, or is it just grass?
No, it's a poly track.
Oh, it's poly.
Yep.
What keeps it from washing out?
We do a lot of maintenance on it, and just really, it's a great surface, very safe. I guess just the binding material that we use and our maintenance on it just keeps it. And it's the way it's made is. We don't. Occasionally, you might get a runoff here or there, but it's pretty good, so you don't have to worry about it too much. And the drainage is so good. So.
Oh yeah, so I guess they dug it out and sunk it. And
yeah.
Then, yeah. Yeah, that would keep it from. Yeah. I just always wondered about that.
I wonder if Keeneland, you know, they were manufacturing that. Are they going to continue to?
I believe they stopped manufacturing it a couple of years ago.
Did they? Where do you get it now?
Good question. That's
at the
not,
bottom
that's not
of
my
the,
department.
The bottom of the hill.
Probably from Keeneland.
The bottom of the hill, she says.
Yeah, they got a 1.8 mile track that there. They got a lot of poly track there.
So. Yeah.
So.
Well, that's true because train track's still.
Well, I was wondering about that because, you know, there's Woodbine uses it in Prescott. No, Prescott doesn't use it.
Woodbine and Turfway and.
Del Mar.
Del Mar's pulling up their poly track, though.
Are they pulling it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about Keeneland doing?
I like dirt. I'm kind of a traditionalist, so I'm not against it. As long as it's a good, safe surface, which I think it will be.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're probably going to set the standard for the rest of the dirt tracks, and so it probably is a good, really good thing.
Yeah, I would think so.
This dirt track here is wonderful.
Yeah, they were starting to lose.
Because of the track man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a good track.
Yeah.
You ever had anything trained out here?
I have not. I've been out here several times, but I haven't personally trained.
This is a superb.
That's what I've heard.
Safe.
People, yeah.
It's
yeah.
safe. They won't have two or three horses that break down, and most of them are not fatalities, you know, even that. A year.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. And it's some good trainers out here. Yeah. A couple of Irishmen that can train out here.
Wait a minute, one more quick one. What's your last name? Is that what?
Google.
Yeah, I know, but what is it? German?
German, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we were.
Okay. A German hockey player. Not bad. That's pretty good.
Boy, that sounds scary. I'm scared.
Oh, hey, I got to take a top of the hour. I'll get back with you. Well, he won the Breeders' Cup Classic. He earned nearly $3 million. He's a proven sire of Grade 1 stakes winners and champions. And he stands for just $5,000 to win a full stands in earth. And there's only one sire in North America that meets that description, Alphabet Soup. Alphabet Soup's most recent Grade 1 stakes winner is Egg Drop, who concluded 2013 with consecutive wins in the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon Stakes at Del Mar, the Grade 2 Gold of Cobra Stakes at Santa Anita, and Grade 1 Matriarch Stakes at Hollywood Park for earnings of over $534,000. Others among his 47 stakes winners are champion and millionaire, our new recruit, champion Phantom Light, Grade 1 winner and $590,000 earner Alphabet Kisses, plus such graded stakes winners as Alphabetter. He earned over $580,000. Leprechaun Kid with earnings of over $500,000. NBC, he earned over $800,000. Mark 1, earnings of over $744,000. Watch 'em Smoke earned over $500,000. $651,000 earner winning cause. Well, you get the picture. You look long and hard to find the equal of Alphabet Soup standing for $5,000. And the fee is not doing the full stands and nurses. Stands at Adena Springs. Call the farm at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adenastallions.com.
From the Republic Bank Studio, this is ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG AM Lexington. Republic Bank, it's just easier here.
Well, Myositis Dan, there's a name, a story behind that name, but you'll have to get Barry Jones to tell you about that. Myositis Dan was unheard into stride, tucked in to save ground, took a closer order through the turn, tipped out five wide with 3/16 to run, finished full of run, and was gaining with every stride. Now, that's a direct quote from the chart of the Grade 3 Derby Trial Stakes at Churchill, in which Myositis Dan, a 3-year-old colt by Is Stan, ran third, just got beat two noses. Finishing in front was Bay Yearn, a colt trained by Bob Baffert that's going toward the Preakness. And you'll be hearing more from Myositis Dan, too. Is Stan's siring runners. Albano has won the Sugar Bowl Stakes and placed in the Grade 2 Risen Star and the Grade 2 LeCompte, and he's headed toward the Preakness. Mr. Bowling won the Grade 3 LeCompte, the Dover Stakes at Delaware. He's placed in two more stakes, including the Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill. Annie Gunn has earned over $500,000 to date. He's placed in the Grade 1 Belmont, the Grade 3 Razorback, the Grade 2 Breeders' Cup Marathon, the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap, and Saratoga's Idle Rich Stakes. Is Stan Ford was a recent second in the Edgewood at Churchill and earlier in the Grade 3 Florida Oaks. Young and Lovely is placed in stakes at the Fairgrounds, Northern Iowa, after winning a maiden special at Del Mar, placed in the Pomona Derby. Is Stan is a graded stakes winner. He's by Gone West. Is Stan for $5,000 at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, Jackie. Am I on here?
You're there.
All right. I couldn't hear it in my earphones. I just wondered. All right. I'm talking to Sean Tugel from over at Windstar Farm, and he was telling us about the training facility over there. Sean, I think, is working the breeding shed, which is this time of year. It's about time to ease out of that, isn't it?
That's what we're looking forward to, but I probably know 3 weeks, and we should see it taper off a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you got any favorites over there among the studs?
I think the farm favorite by far is definitely Distorted Humor. We all can recognize that, you know, the farm is what it is because of the accomplishments that he's had. Definitely our new young stallions over Analyze, Take Charge Indian Painter, we're really excited about. And, of course, our homebred Derby winner, Super Saver, we're really excited for his two-year-olds that are coming up this year.
Boy, they sold well, didn't they?
Selling very well. Very well.
They must be looking good.
They're very nice. We have a couple on the farm ourselves. Uh-huh. They you know, don't forget that Super Saver is also a really good two-year-old himself.
Yeah.
Even though he went on and carried on and won the Derby. So, you know, that's the making of a stallion right there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, when they sell good-looking foals, you know, that's a big plus, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, my favorite over there is Tiz now.
Yeah, he's a special horse, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a game racehorse he was.
Oh, man. Yeah, sometimes, like, if you ever come over and visit us, we have these really neat kiosks there in the lobby where you can replay all the races. And
Oh, really?
And Larry and myself and some of the crew, we'll just sit there in the morning sometimes and just replay the races. And you pull up any of Tisnell's races, especially that one there at Belmont when it looked like he was beat at the eighth pole for sure. And he just came back and wheeled it right to the wire.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody told me that there was a football, I think it was a Patriots coach or something like that. Or anyway, they were going into a big game. And he showed that race to his team, and he stopped it right at that time. And I said, now, who's going to win this race?
Yeah. It might have been Bill Parcells.
Might have been. Yeah. Yeah. He said, who's going to win this race? And they all, you know, they were guessing and everything, you know. And then he played it again, and he stopped it after Tisnell won. He said, now I'm going to show you what that'll tell you. He says, you never quit. Yeah. You never give up.
That's the beauty of Tisnell. He passes on that heart that he has.
Yeah. Yep. And I like him because he traces back and tail mail to Man of War.
There you know.
There you go. That's a very tenuous sire line, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, he's got some sons now that are doing.
He's doing well, especially we stand two of them, Colonel John, who we're really excited about. And he's had a lot of winners this year, and he has, you know, did well last year with his first crop of two-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
Including Concave, the greatest stakes winner. And then we also have Gemologist, who his first foals are dropping this year, and we've heard nothing but great things about his foals this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've a lot of leg, great shoulders and hips on them, so we're really excited about Gemologist here in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. What's Tisnell's temperament like? That's a fiery kind of
yeah,
sire line.
He's a friendly horse, but you give him his space, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's kind of quirky, but he's really kind of harmless. But
you need to corner Chris McCarron sometime.
We've heard some stories about
him. And talk to him about Tisnell.
Yeah.
And
he's on his own agenda, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they were having some problems, according to Chris, you know, before he won that second
Breeders' Cup. Yeah, that last work he talked about. I think he waited for like 20 minutes out there on the track, and he finally decided he was going to breeze. And
the horse just
lights out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the way he is in the breeding shed and, you know, coming in and out of the paddock, and that's him. So.
Well, you got, about 20 studs there now?
23 this year.
23.
Yes.
Did a commercial earlier on Kodiak Cowboy, and those things are starting to run. You know?
I tell you what, look out for Kodiak Cowboy this year. Yeah, especially Cool Cowboy, that horse that just won the stakes race there. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. He shipped in down there to win that, and he won.
He won very nice with a triple-digit buyer, and that's not the only one. He's got four or five other ones that are really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was a great, you know, not well, kind of great racehorse, but
he was a pretty good racehorse.
Clipped forward,
Carter, and just got beat in the King's Bishop, and so he's he was a very good racehorse himself.
Yeah, he won multiple grade one winners.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Now, of course, they moved over from
Vinery.
From Vinery.
Yeah, five of them did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they haven't sold that farm over there, or have they?
Vinery. Yeah, Don Alberto, a South American Chilean, bought that farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't
know. That was last November, I believe.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they going to take some stallions?
I can't answer that. I know they bought a lot of mares, and they're good clients of ours. And but as far as stallions, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. So you've been assistant trainer over there, and now mm-hmm. you're working a breeding shed, and mm-hmm. now you're going to start really selling season.
Yeah, I've kind of got a multifaceted role over there, which is a good thing. Keeps me busy.
Yeah, well, it's not been in a rut, too. You move
exactly.
from one thing to the other. Because I've called over a couple of times, you know, and talked to the guys over there, and they said, oh, he's in the breeding shed. And they said, I'd rather be in a breeding shed than sitting there in the office like they are.
I get over to the office about 11, 11:30 on a daily basis. And yeah, it's nice being out in the barn in the mornings, and it keeps you fresh and changes things.
Now, will you be doing anything different other than selling seasons?
Well, I think my role is once we're done breeding, I'll move out and I'll be going around the farms and looking at progeny and keeping track of them and helping out at sales and you know, going around with Kyle and Darren. We all kind of go out as teams and keep track of all the progeny of our stallions. And you go to sales.
You go look at their foals and
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Okay, that would be
foals,
wonderful.
Yearlings.
Yep. Wouldn't that be fun, Jackie? That would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good. It's nice to get out there on the other farms and see how other people do things and, you know, just the farms themselves. You know, this is a pretty special place here in Central Kentucky with the farms they have and just the beauty of it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. You married?
I am.
Okay. Yep. Family?
No. Wait, actually, tomorrow's my 1-year anniversary.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, congratulations. Well, you're married that tomorrow. That would be the 11th. The 11th. Yep. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah.
We watched the Preakness last year from Costa Rica. I don't think we'll be doing that this year, but it was pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, you can go to Pimlico this year.
Yeah, well, it's not Costa Rica.
I believe I'd rather go to Pimlico, I'd say. But do you meet her here?
Yep. She is actually a veterinarian. Fabulous woman named Mar Wendell.
Okay.
Well, Mar Tugel now, but her main name is Wendell. And she was actually a vet at Rootin' Riddle when I first met her.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Well, you guys, these horsemen come down here and marry vets. That's pretty smart. It sounds like Garrett O'Rourke to me. Garrett, he married a vet, you know.
Well, you know, you got to marry up, so.
Yeah, right. Well, he sure did.
Good thing.
Yeah, good thing, because Rhonda is drop-dead gorgeous, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I don't know if she'll say the same thing about me, but I married up, so.
You married up, okay. Well, I married a lawyer.
There you go.
Yeah, I was afraid not to. Okay. All righty. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate
you
coming in. It's been
fun
talking to you.
Absolutely.
And as you can see, we don't take ourselves too seriously. Yeah. But you come back anytime.
I will. And come out and visit us.
Well, I'd like to.
Yep.
I would like to.
Out and see Tiz now. And,
that's who I would like.
Near the Nile, any of those. And,
he's doing real well.
Come out and train a couple sets. Richard would love to have you in the trainer stand.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, this is a nice trainer stand, but we can help you out over Wednesday.
This is the clocker stand here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, this. But the trainers come up here and they stand right in front. When I stopped training, they asked me, they didn't have a clocker out here, you know, and Keelan asked me and Jim over here at the general manager, he asked me if I'd do the clocking. And I'd been sitting down at home all winter, waking up at 4:30 in the morning and working jigsaw puzzles and reading and carrying off, and I was about bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, I'll get you started. So I came by and I clocked for 10 years.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's nice getting out here in the mornings and seeing the sun come up, and it's refreshing. So.
Well, I started to lose – I had to retire. I retired the first year. I started to lose my hearing.
Mm.
And I always had trouble with the Hispanics. And then when I couldn't understand the Irish, I blamed Jimmy Cargan over here. And I said, Jimmy, it's your fault. I'm quitting.
That's good.
Well, Sean, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Nice meeting you, my friend.
Yes, nice meeting you. Had a pleasure.
You stay off those skates now. And
well, the breeding shed keeps me pretty busy right now. So.
Yeah, you don't do much skating around a breeding shed, do you?
No.
No.
Sean will be up. Tell him about the show if you want to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, you can go. Yeah, it's on, what do you call it? Podcast or pod something or other. I don't know.
It's on Ursula Ellis Horsetails.
Yeah, you can go to Ursula Ellis Horsetails.
Fantastic.
.com and
I'll have my mother listen to it. It'll be good. Nice Mother's Day present.
They still live up in New York?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it was streamed live. She could have listened to it live.
Okay. They may have. I don't know.
Okay. Hi, Mom.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Yes, it is. Everybody remember that.
There you go. You can call her up and tell her now. So you got to hear. Here's your Mother's Day present.
There you go.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later, my friend. All right, well, last Saturday, Belmont, the Grade 3 Bogey Stakes was won by Waterway Run, a 4-year-old filly by Arch. Bred by Dorothy Matz, Waterway Run has been competing in Great Britain, where she won 3 times, including listed stakes. She also ran in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf and was beaten 4 lengths after a trouble trip. She has made 3 starts this year in the USA. In February, she was second by a quarter length in an allowance race at Gulfstream. Then was second by Knowles in the Grade 3 here at Hillsborough, and a coming behind winner of the Grade 3 Bogey. So she's a runner, a typical Arch. And did you see Go Clearly's game performance in the Grade 2 Churchill Downs Stakes at Derby Day? He was a closing third to boost his earnings to over $616,000. Bred by Claiborne Farm, he's won the Grade 3 Bull Ruler in the Grade 3 Swale Stakes this year, placed in 8 other stakes, including the Grade 1 Carter this year. Horace Greeley is sired graded stakes winners in each of his first 2 crops, and he stands for $2,500 doing a full stands and nurses. Both Arch and Horace Greeley are based at Claiborne. For more information, get in touch with Bernie Sams over at Claiborne Farm, and the website is claibornefarm.com. Well, my good friend Hill Parker and his lovely bride, Reagan, are realtors have been in the real estate business in this area for over a dozen years. Of course, Hill is a First Class Horseman himself, which is important if you're looking for a horse farm, because he knows exactly what you need and what you want. And he got farms all over central Kentucky and on outlying counties, too, as far as that goes. Different sizes, different prices. And he's got a great website. I'll give that to you in a first minute, in a few minutes. Got a nice place over on Briar Hill Road right now. It's for $650,000. It's turkey. It's a 48-acre farm in great condition, just over the Fayette County line. Features 24 stalls and two barns, double fence, diamond wire mesh fences, automatic waterers, paved drives, gated entry. That's 48 acres and lovely. That's a great price there. It's got the house features a first floor bedroom, Brazilian hardwood floors, a new kitchen with granite tile backsplash, new appliances and basement. Apartment, and it's a separate apartment with its own kitchen and entry. So it's right over here on Briar Hill Road, and that's just one of the places that you can talk about. Got a couple of them down close to us over in Bourbon County. I know a lovely farm right just not 3 miles from us that he's got for sale down there. Another nice small place, 11 acres over on Hume Bedford, is that right? No, it's not on Hume Bedford. Harp Ennis Road. Yeah, right next to a couple of big horse farms over there. And I'll go to his website and look it over. I'll give it to you. It's lexhorsefarms.com, lexhorsefarms.com. And that's Hill and Reagan Parker. And at 859 number, it's a Lexington number, 608-8039. But go to that website. And I tell you what, you couldn't do business with nicer people, people that you can trust, and they'll do. It's a great team, great realtors. It's Hill and Reagan Parker. Well, Central Banker winner Derby Day of the Grade Two Churchill Downs Stakes is by Spitestown. He's fast. He's a typical Spitestown. So was Country Day, another fast horse by Spitestown. Country Day won a place in 8 states, including the Grade 2, now Grade 1, Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. He was equally adept on dirt, turf, artificial. Performed with distinction at Churchill Downs, at Keeneland, at Presque Isle, Oaklawn, Delaware, Arlington Park. Closed out his racing career with a victory in the Colonel Power Stakes at the Fairgrounds. Earned over $500,000. Spitestown, of course, ranked a close second on the general sire list last year. Hidden Assets, the dam of Central Bay, the dam of Country Day, is by Mount Livermore, who sired some 77 stakes winning. He was a noted sire of milers. And Hidden Assets won graded stakes and produced 3 stakes winners. This is the family of Blue Delight, Aladar, Grand Slam, Kodaks, and a host of others. Country Day's first soldier on the ground. He's siring superb individuals. Stands for $3,500 doing a full stance of nurses over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Give him a call. Here's the number. It's in Lexington number 859-252-3770, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. What about me? Okay. Jackie, can you want to do, well, here, I'll do this, and then Jackie's
okay, whenever you want me to.
Jackie's over here they have a lazy boy, and an easy chair here in the Crocker stand. And Jackie's resting her knee. She had surgery on her knee a week ago yesterday.
Yes.
So she's got it propped up in there. She took over my lazy boy at home. I can't get in it anymore.
Aww.
And took it over. Even the dog's mad at her because he's sitting in my lap all the time. She won't let him. So. All right. Well, let's go to Breeders of Stakes winners over the weekend. The Woodford Reserve Turf Classic Stakes. Of course, Wise Dan won that by head over seek again. Wise Dan was bred, of course, by Mort Fink, and two-time Horse of the Year, Wise Dan. This presented to you by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. That's my good friend David Schweitzer. The Humana Distaff. Did I pronounce that right, Jane? Humana. Well, okay. Humana Distaff, grade 2, grade 1. Oh, it's grade 1. Down at Churchill, went to Midnight Lucky, bred by Chuck Kidder, and John and Linda Griggs, neighbors of ours. Well, half their farms in Bourbon County and half in, I in Fayette. The Grade Two honeymoon at Santa Anita was won by Neshoba's Goal. He was bred by Williamson Racing. The Grade Two Churchill Downs Stakes winner, Central Banker. That's a Sprite's Town. Of course, stands over Windstar, and he was bred by Windstar Farm. Probably trained him over there and everything else. Anyway, that's one of my favorite stud horses. The American Turf Stakes, Grade Two at Churchill Downs. Global View won that, bred by Rico Baum and Michael Baum. The Churchill Downs Distaff Turf Mile Grade Two winner, Coffee Creek, bred by Mrs. Jerry Ammerman. The Precision Stakes Grade Three out at Santa Anita winner, Fury Capcori. That's two stakes wins in a row for this four-year-old colt by Tiz Now, who stands at Windstar Farm. And he was bred by the Diamond A Racing Corporation. The Grade Two Fort Marcy Five Iron won that. Five Iron bred by Frederick Michael Allure, raised over at Blackburn Farm by Mike Barnett. The Desert Code Stakes in Santa Anita winner, Forever Juanita, was bred by Brereton C. Jones over at his Airdrie Stud. The Drosselmeyer Stakes, Ground Transport won that one, bred in Kentucky by River Bend Farm. The Virginia Gold Cup Timber Stakes, there's a good one. 4 miles on the turf. Hot Rise won that. A 10-year-old gilding by Sultry Song, bred by Ann Hayes. And I don't know where's Great Meadow, Jackie? In Virginia? Maryland? She doesn't know either.
Maryland, I think.
I think it's Maryland. The Sunray Park and Casino Handicap. Al Sono won that, bred by Anne Marie Farm over on Rice Road. The ATBA Spring Sale Stakes at Turf Paradise went to Brookerson, bred by Clarkland Farm right over on Bryan Station Road. Darley bred the winner of the Hasta La Vista Handicap at Turf Paradise, Mambo Man. And let's see, let me pick this one up if I can. There we go. Oh, okay, here's a kind of a late one, but I just picked up on it. The Woodland Stakes in Ireland was won by Gaillard, 3-year-old colt by Warfront, of course, who stands over at Claiborne Farm, and he was bred in Kentucky by Ponder Hill. So, all right. Well, First Defense covered 117 mares in 2013. That's been the case since his first crop came out running. There's a full sister to Close Hatches, the daughter of First Defense, that's won multiple Grade One stakes and over $1,847,000. Others are out of the likes of Grade One winner Announced, Grade One Kentucky Yokes winner Flute, Grade One winner Price Tag, multiple graded stakes winners Costume, Aviante, and a host of others. The mare sent to First Defense over the past couple of years reads like a who's who of racing. First Defense is a proven Grade One sire. He stands at Judd Mont for $15,000 live foal. Also, a Judd Mont is another proven Grade One sire. In fact, he sired six Grade One stakes winners, Mizzen Mass. There are only four sires currently at stud that have sired the winners of two Breeders' Cup races in the same year. They are Smart Strike, $100,000 fee. Awesome Again stands for $75,000, More Than Ready for $50,000. And Mizzen Mass stands for $20,000 live foal. For more on First Defense or Mizzen Mass, contact Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry over at Judmont Farm and see the website at judmontfarm.com. Well, Philly's raised on Macaulay products. Ran 1, 2, 3 in the Kentucky Oaks. Untappable was bred by Winchell Thoroughbreds. My Miss Sophia by John Gunther. Unbridled Forever by Charles Fifke and raised at Darby Dan. That served as a warm-up for Saturday when runners raised on Macaulay products won 7 more stakes, 5 graded, 2 grade 1. Two-time Horse of the Year Wise Dan was raised at Patch and Wilkes for Mort Fink. He won the Grade 1 Woodford Reserve Turf. Midnight Lucky, winner of the Grade 1 Humana Distaff, was bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder and Linda Griggs. The Grade 2 Churchill Downs Stakes winner at Central Banker was bred by Windstar Farm. Five Iron, winner of the Grade 3 Fort Marcy, was raised at Mike Barnett's Blackburn Farm for Frederick Michael Allure. The Grade 3 Precision Stakes at Santa Anita was won by Fury Capcori, bred by the Diamond A Racing Corporation. Al Sunno, winner of the Sunray Park and Casino Handicap, was bred by Anne Marie Farm. And Forever Juanita, winner of Santa Anita's Desert Dove Stakes, was bred by Brereton C. Jones. Congratulations to all. To date, in 2014, Where in hell are you, Ursula? To date, in 2014, horses raised on Macaulay products have won 68 stakes, 43 graded stakes, 9 grade 1 stakes. For more on the Macaulay products, call Mike Warren and David Longmire at 873-3333 and see the website at MacaulayBros.com. Or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's where it is all about the horse. All righty. Now, Jackie, I think it's time for you to get up off your derriere and limp over to the chair and that microphone over there.
I thought you had Steve.
When were we getting Steve?
After this break?
Okay.
Here I come.
Oh, I got to do a coup more? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Excuse me, Jackie. You can go back to your chair. Last Sunday at Belmont, the $100,000. Well, that commercial for Macaulay Brothers, there's so many stakes horses with winners raised on Macaulay products. Takes me a whole segment to do it just about anymore. Last Sunday at Belmont, the $100,000 Gold Fever Stakes was won by Favorite Tale. That's a 3-year-old, another run about Taylor the Cat. Favorite Tale has won 4 of his 5 starts, including his first 3 starts as a 2-year-old. He was one of 16 2-year-old winners of 2013 by Taylor the Cat, the number 1 ranked active sire on the juvenile sire list. Other members of that crop include Eclipse Award winner She's a Tiger, the Cole Highway, 2-year-old filly on experimental free handicaps, 123-pound assignment. Stop Charging Maria, she was assigned 119 pounds on the experimental. And a Knit One Per Two, a winner of the Stormy Blue Stakes at Pimlico on April the 19th. Taylor Cat also was the nation's number one ranked juvenile sire in 2003, and Favorite Tale is his 95th stakes winner. He sired 4 Eclipse Award winners, and he has ranked among the top 10 leading sires 4 times, and in 2013 he ranked 11th among all active sires in the USA, with 11 stakes winners, 5 graded, and earners over $7,698,000. Grade 1 winner himself and a son of the great Storm Cat. Taylor the Cat stands at Coolmore's Ashford Stud for $25,000. Doing a full stands and nurses for more on the stands at Ashford Stud. And they've got some good ones. Just call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at Coolmore.com.
Sally Van Service, experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All righty. Well, I've got Steve Mooney with me. Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which, of course, published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And he's going to give us the winner of the stakes race down at Churchill Downs today. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Ursel.
How you doing this morning?
Well, trying to stay dry.
You mean inside or outside?
Well, trying to stay dry when I was outside.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought maybe you were trying to quit drinking or something. Well, I didn't think you were that desperate, you know. But anyway, what's the name of that stakes race down there? Yeah, it slipped my mind.
Yeah, it's the Unbridled Sydney Stakes, a five furlong sprint on the grass, but it's been moved back to the main track today because of the weather.
Oh, okay.
It'll be 5 furlongs on the main track. No scratches at this point. Field of 8 fillies and mares. And I end up with the same horse in here, Ursel, that I did with the race on the turf. Lots of speed in the race. Saturday in the park. Point to the Wild, Costly, To My Valentine. Just the race really sets up for something with a little bit of tactical speed. And I went with the 7-horse, Sweet Cassiopeia. This is a mare by 5-star day. I think that She ought to be kind of laying in the garden spot down there today, and can collar the leaders in the stretch run. I do think that the one horse who I originally picked third, I do think that she moves up in the mud. I'm going to bump her up to second because of the change in the surface. That's Saturday in the park. She showed speed and then faded a bit late in the Giants Causeway over at Keeneland. That race was 5.5 furlongs on the turf, so she cuts back just a little bit today. But she ought to get a pretty good trip here from the inside on the main track. I look for her to be battling pretty much from the start. And then the two-horse, Queen Neguar, is a closer. On paper, she really doesn't look to be quite up to this bunch, but with all the speed in here, she's one of the true closers in the race. That wouldn't shock me if she were to clunk up and get a minor share. She does have an affinity for a wet track. Same goes for the bottom horse, Dixie Jackpot. I think I would use probably those two on the bottom if you're going to play tries or superfecta. But we're going to go with the seven horse on top, Sweet Cassiopeia, 7-1-2 in the unbridled Sydney.
All right, Steve. Thank you. We appreciate it. And I'm headed toward my bookie now. All right.
Derby winnings and let it ride.
Do what?
Take all your Derby winnings and let it ride.
Oh, well, you know, I just thought he was a favorite. You know, I know you're loath to pick favorites, and you're always looking for somebody to beat the favorite. But you know me, I just don't bet that much anyway. Occasional better, and I just thought I couldn't see anything in there that was going to beat him, to tell you the truth. But
well, I think you probably were right. I guess the question is, is he just the best of a weak bunch, or maybe is there something else out there we haven't seen that, you know, we had so many horses this year that were well thought of that they ended up not making the race.
Yeah, that's true.
But, so, I know one thing, if the... It did strike me as odd is that, you know, on Friday you saw the second fastest Oaks ever, and then we turn around on Saturday and see the slowest Derby, slowest fast track Derby since Cannonade 40 years ago. So it was kind of a strange turnaround to have a really, really quick Oaks and then a really slow Derby.
Well, I tell you what. Sitting out here clocking for the last, for 10 years and watching how much a track can train, you know, change in an hour's time. And, it depends on humidity, it depends on, how many times they work the track. I mean, it's just, it can just change in no time at all. You start clocking, like at 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And the times are really good, and then you get around 9 o'clock, and everybody's slow. It weather and everything just affects the track so much that the time really didn't bother me to, you know. And there've been good horses that win in slow time that the Derby that went on and did well. So
that's true. Sunday Silence.
Yeah, exactly. As one,
They crawled in that Derby, and
I think he got the last quarter in 27 or something, didn't he? You know, but then he went on. But anyway, as they say, time, the old saying is, time just counts in jail. So, but that's the way I feel about it. Maybe I'm wrong, but
we'll see.
That's from watching this track out here and how much it could change. It was kind of shocking. You know, if you're sitting out here a while and watch it change right in front of your eyes, you know. So anyway, but that's the way it goes. All right, well, I'll let you go. Appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Well, Alsace Expression 516, Chichaco, Midnight Vader, Stakes Horses, all of them, all from the first crop by Invisor. Alsace won greatest stakes at Arlington, placed in three other stakes to date, two at the fairgrounds, one at Arlington. Then in his second crop, Invisor sired stakes winner St. Arthur. Hayes won a place in four stakes to date, including stakes at Belmont. Invisor stands for a fee of $4,000 live foal, and he's a lot of horse for the money. He was twice considered the number one ranked runner in the world. He won grade one stakes, including he won nine grade one stakes, including the Breeders' Cup Classic over Bernardini and the Dubai World Cup. Earned over $7,800,000. Call stallion manager Ken Barnes out of Shadwell Farm and ask about Invisor. The number out there is, it's an 859 number, of course, 224-4585. And ask him about the other stallions, Albertus Maximum, De Hare. I really like De Hare and Intadab. The first foals by a grade one winner, Albertus Maximus, yearlings, and both De Hare and Intadab are proven sires of graded stakes winners. The number again, 224-4585. And see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then Brisnet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at brisnet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit brisnet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
Well, in racing last Saturday, the Grade 2 Churchill Downs Stakes was won by Central Banker and four-year-old colt by Sprightstown. The Grade 3 Precisionist at Santa Anita went to Fury Cup Corey, a four-year-old colt by Tisnow. Churchill's Edgewood Stakes was won by a little bit sassy, a three-year-old filly, More Than Ready. Cool Cowboy, a three-year-old colt in the first crop by Kodiak Cowboy, shipped in to take the Golden Circle Stakes at Prairie Meadows. And Rookie Gladden, another runner from the first crop by Spring at Last, won the Baps Palacios Memorial. Sprightstown was a close second on the 2013 leading sire list. Tisnow, the big horse sire, is also represented this year by the winner of the Grade 3 $500,000 Illinois Derby. More Than Ready is sired 134 stakes winners, 91 group of grade one stakes winners. Kodiak Cowboy, winner of the Eclipse Award as a champion sprinter, is the leading second crop sire of winners, and he is the sire of four stakes horses in his first crop. Spring at Last is sired 12 stakes horses, six stakes winners, three of them graded stakes winners in his first two crops. Sprightstown, Tisnow, More Than Ready, Kodiak Cowboy, Spring at Last. They stand at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Kyle Wilson, or Sean Tugel, 859-873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com. All right, Crip.
Hey.
Are you over
if you don't mind.
Are you over the hiccups?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know where they came from. Well, finally gone.
Okay.
Farm Managers Club, Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club, 22nd Annual Golf Scramble will be Tuesday, June 24th at the University Club. Proceeds benefit KIMI and TRF. 12 o'clock, shotgun start. Box lunch in the carts and a barbecue dinner will follow the whole scramble. Beer, water, and soft drinks will be provided on the course. Ooh. Winning teams and players closest to the pin and with longest drives will be awarded prizes. Anyway, it's a good time. Call Brent Wilson, Andy Howe, Charlie Campbell, or Gus Cook with any questions. You can also call the Farm Managers Club, 948-7321. And for the first time, there's four members on a team, and you don't have to have an active member of the Farm Managers Club to participate on your team. All right.
There's going to be a few ringers in there. You can bet on that.
Yeah. I'm busy, though. I can't do it.
Yeah, you and me.
TOBA, Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association, is having a breeding clinic. Now, they have clinics all year round. This is the last one in Kentucky. The rest of them wind up at Saratoga and various places like that. This breeding clinic is May 30th through June 1st. It's here. Tours at three thoroughbred farms. Topics include foal registration, pedigree theory, confirmation workshop. And it's great. Foaling and farm management and TOBA members, it's $450, non-members, $550. Call. Let me tell you what. Go to TOBA. Go to TOBA.org. Or you can contact Carrie Vaught at cvaught, V-A-U-G-H-T, at TOBA.org. I will give you a phone number, 276-2291. It's a great clinic. It really is. It's excellent. And they do it when breeding season's winding down, so they can go on the farms and you can see a lot, and they've got a lot of foals to show you and products of various kinds of breeding. So it's an excellent opportunity. Sheffel Ridge Farm, my friend Nori Sheffel, she has two or three shows in the summer. And this one is next Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is a lot of young stuff, poles, cross rails. You know, this is a wonderful show. They even have a lead line show. Sunday is a lot of jumpers, so I guess hunters would be on Saturday. And they have a matched hunter pairs on the flat. That's a lot of fun. She's got 80 classes, and it's just a good time. It's $17 a class. Here's how you get to Sheffel Ridge. You go straight out Russell Cave, cross over 460, and the next intersection you come to, turn left. And go down, and you can't miss it. It's down on the right. It's got big signs. So it's fun. She said she's got the best facility for naming things. She has what's called a prize mountain. And so this year she said the prize mountain's bigger and better than before. So it's a fun show. It's just very relaxed, a lot of fun. A lot of people go. Okay, tomorrow. Well, going on right now is at the Horse Park, Kentucky Spring Horse Show. It's a five-day hunter-jumper show in the first part of two parts this summer. You get a lot of good riders out there. I won't be participating. Kentucky Spring Classic starts Wednesday, May 14th through Sunday, May 18th. It's the second leg of Kentucky Spring Horse Show 2014 series. The reason they do one and turn right around and do another is they have people ship in from New York and Wellington and all kind of places like that. This is pretty big time stuff. So they've got a reason to stay here for more than one show. Okay. Sunday, May 18th. Yes. The High Hope Steeplechase is back 8 to 8. There's so much to do at High Hope. Probably ought to go online. There's all kind of things for kids. I don't know what else. I mean, there's terrier races and kids stick horse races, and Woodford Hounds comes with their hounds and gallops through. It's really good. Thursday, May 22nd to May 26th is the spring warm-up show and annual dressage show for the Kentucky Dressage Association. And they call it May Days, D-A-Z-E, horse trials. It's fun to watch, too. Kentucky High School Rodeo Association and Kentucky Junior High School Rodeo Association join together for the Kentucky Invitational High School Rodeo May 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's in the Old Cover Arena. Also, there's a 5K run and fun walk hosted by the Dressage Association. That's Saturday, May 24th, and it's 4:30 in the afternoon. It's a good way to support cancer research.
Well, Awesome Patriot has a pedigree that makes you sit up and take notice. First of all, it's by Awesome Again. Awesome Again, the world's leading sire, grade one stakes winners on dirt. Secondly, he is a full brother to Oxbow, winner of the Preakness last year. Then his dam, Tis Amazing, is a full sister to the Hall of Famer Tis Now, that big horse sire. And also to Tis So, the dam of Grade One winner Painter, who is also by Awesome Again. So it's a live pedigree, chock full of Grade One winners and millionaires. The aforementioned Oxbow and Painter both entered stud this year, one for $20,000, other than for $25,000, respectively. Awesome Patriot is standing his first season at stud for $3,500 doing a full stanza nurses. And there's more. He is eligible for Spencer's exciting Share the Upside program. During a lifetime breeding right, all you do is sign a $100 one-time deposit, sign stands and nurses contracts for 2014 and 2015, breed your mare or mares each year, have a live foal each year, and pay the stud fee of $3,500 and you own a lifetime breeding right. Awesome Patriot also won stakes, placed in graded stakes. He's a superb individual. He was a $350,000 sales sharing. So get in touch with Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker over at Spendthrift Farm, 294-0030. See the website, spendthriftfarm.com. Got some more announcements over there, Jackie?
Yes, I do.
What are you doing on your phone?
I was trying to see grandson
Ben
is in
the golf tournament today.
Golf tournament in Prestonsburg, and it looks like it's getting ready to rain there, and they didn't think it would move in until tonight. I just keep checking the
They're playing the rain.
Yeah. Okay, Hats Off Day is a great day at the horse park. They have arts and crafts for kids, pony rides, interactive educational books, equine performance demonstration, whoa, and the $50,000 Grand Prix show jumping competition. Not only that, if you get there early enough, they don't run out of hats. You get a free hat. That's why it's called Hats Off Day. It's Saturday, July 24th. It's a great opportunity to see a lot, learn a lot, and believe me, you'll have a good time. Let's see. I got to tell you, Paul and James Landscaping Services is guys that help us out. Let me give you a phone number real quick. 595-0804 if you're looking for somebody. Tomorrow is the driving clinic with Bob Giles, Summerhill Training Center in Dry Ridge. Give them a call at 760-8505. And I got to tell you about Lexington Computer Clinic. I was sitting there messing with my computer, and it kept going off, and I took it out there, and whatever it was, it doesn't happen anymore. They are at Hamburg, at Myers, and they're so reasonably priced, and if you've got something you don't know how to do, or they'll help you fix your stuff yourself, it's $20 for standing there for 30 minutes at the counter. That's Lexington Computer Clinic in the Hamburg Myers, 263-7374. Now, you can do all the history you can cram into 3 minutes.
I'm not going to do a whole lot of...
Do a sprinter.
do a sprinter. I was going to say something about Peter Pan, but I'm running out of time on Peter Pan.
Well, we had some good interviews. That's what happened.
Yeah,
today.
It was fun talking to those guys. You know, Well, Peter, of course, they're running the Peter Pan Stakes up there today in New York, and named after Peter Pan, famous horse, full of 1904. Bred by James R. Keene. He was by Commando, of course. And Peter Pan was really the best of his crop at 2 and 3, but he was not the runner that his sire and his grandsire, Commando and Domino, were. No two ways about that. He won 4 of his 8 starts as a 2-year-old. Biggest win was the Hopeful Stakes. Then he won the Belmont Stakes as a 3-year-old, so he was a little bit better than an empty stall, that's for sure. He won the Brooklyn Derby, as far as that goes, too. Going to them and some other big races, you know. But he was in the 1913 Keene Dispersal, and trainer Jimmy Rowe bought him for his new employer, Mr. H.P. Whitney, who owned all this property, the property we're sitting on right now at the training center, as far as that goes. Put him to stud out there. And they signed 48 stakes winners. Never ranked above 5th on the sire list. He was the 3rd leading sire in France back in 1916. Best runners were a Prudery, a champion filly, and Trister, a champion, and a 3-year-old filly, Vexatious. Two of his sons became important sires, of course. Pennant sired Equipoise, and the great Equipoise. Black Tony was ranked among the leading sires 10 times. He was probably one of the all-time great sires. But anyway, so that was it. All right, Eduardo Caramore, Tanya Bomidas, Luis Horado, Ted Lucas, Des Fogarty, Matt Frazier, Brian Michael, Jimmy Corrigan, Bobby Sturgeon, all trained at the Thoroughbred Center, and all sired winners. All saddle winners in the last week. So congratulations to those guys. And that's it. That music means it's time to sign off. Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you, Ressie. And forgot your name, Ressie. And thank you, Mrs. Ellis. Forgot your name, too. And we'll talk.
Oh, he's just aching for it.
It's lunchtime.
Yeah, lunchtime.
Talk to you next week.
Happy weather, happy time.